I remember when I first joined, he always tell me, just remember, look professional in the water. Don't look like a clown in the water. I was like, okay. Okay, do I look beautiful as always?
Of course!
Hi everyone, my name is Vivian and I'm an animal care specialist in Singapore Oceanarium. I look after all the sea jellies that you see in our oceanarium. Yeah, I do this for 10 years, so you know. Oh, I'm doing water change for our Epheras. Epheras are baby sea jellies. They need daily water change because they are not in a system that has continuous water flow. After feeding, they will secrete waste, so we need to do the water change after feeding them every day. Last time, when I first joined, the moon sea jellies doesn't pulse. They just like float in the habitat. I thought it's normal. Then the curator throw me one question. Why do you think some of the moon jellies doesn't swim? Then at that moment, I was like, oh yeah, why? I need to find out why. How to make the moon sea jellies swim? How to make them nice and beautiful and big? When we successfully improve the condition of the sea jellies, right, it gives you that sense of assurance that even if I don't know, right, by reading and by hands-on trying and not giving up, I can do something better for the animal. So one of the more popular species is like the white fried egg sea jellies. So if you look closely at them, right, in the middle of the bell, after feeding, when they are full, they actually look like sunny side up. The cannonball sea jellies. And these species, right, is very interesting because they are actually edible. My husband, my friends, my kids, they all know I love sea jellies. The love is just in general working with sea jellies. I strongly believe in having your own dreams and your own goals. I don't feel that we should give up anything when we get married or when we become a mother. Yeah, we can still have what we love. And I want to know that whatever that I'm doing has value and has meaning. I want to feel like I can contribute in a way to like the world or something.